Here's Kirby Smart talking about how it's going to feel any different at all without Saban on the sideline tomorrow night.
I don't think so. I mean, apparently he'll still be there from what I hear, game day and everything. But I don't think that changes anything. They got a really good football team. They're very well coached. They're very sound in all their schemes. That hasn't changed. And good football players are going to determine this outcome, not coaches.
Damn right, man.
Yeah, he's right about that.
Yeah, man. This game is so big. You got two, you got four. You got both teams who right now can win national championships. You know, if everything goes well. And so, yeah, it's going to be because of how evenly matched and just pure talent these teams are, it's going to come down to it. You know, I mean, I think Kalen DeBoer's a hell of a coach. We said this yesterday. This is not the biggest game he's ever coached in. He just coached the damn national championship a few months ago.
That's true.
So, I mean, this man can coach in big game, and he's coaching big game, and he's beating good teams. You know, I think I'll ask you this because you're a watching guy. Is this team better? A collection of talent, is it better than the Washington team?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably. I think at the skill positions and the real, like, game-breaking positions on offense, I don't know.
Right.
Because we just haven't seen Alabama for a full season. I mean, Washington had two guys drafted in the top 10 last year, right. Quarterback and a wide receiver. Right. I don't know that Milroe and any of these receivers are going to do that. But I think overall, absolutely. I mean, this Alabama defense is definitely better than what Washington's defense was last year. Maybe overall, across the board, it might be a higher talent level. Mm-hmm. Now, Washington had some really good offensive linemen. It was a really good team. Really. It's different. Here's the difference. This is the first time. And he did this a bit with Penix when he was Penix's OC at Indiana. But this is the first time that he's had a legitimate, like,
dual threat,
game-breaking dual threat with his legs quarterback. Now, they used Penix like that a bit, and then he got hurt, and then they stopped using him like that. And in Washington, he hardly ran at all. But, I mean, that's something that Georgia is going to have to account for in a major way. Because Milroe will make you pay.
And he will go. And he's the fastest person on the team. So I got my keys. It says, it's right here, 15 has to be a star.
Yeah.
Because four is going to show up. Mm-hmm. Carson Beck has got to play his ass off. And they got to play good around him. Don't get me wrong. But he's got to play his ass off. And if we go back to the Kentucky game, there was a lot. That game shouldn't have been close. Mm-hmm. They left a lot. And Kentucky threw some stuff at him. And all that. Carson Beck got to make those plays. Number two, Georgia has to have the best running back room. Because Alabama, 2-6 and 22, we know what they can do. Mm-hmm. Game breakers and everything like that. And they got to tackle. And they got to tackle some more. They have got to be able to get Milroe on the ground, these receivers, these backs. They got to put their pads on them and get them on the ground.
Yeah, no, I think that's across the board. When we talk about Georgia and we'll talk about the Falcons in about 10 minutes, there's just guys that are hard to tackle on those teams, man. Yes. Those Alabama running backs are rough. Milroe's incredibly elusive. If you hit him, you have to get him on the ground and keep that 3-yard gain from being a 15-yard gain or whatever it can be. And I know Tate Ratledge is out, and that's a big deal. And I don't know who's going to be out on the defensive line for Georgia, so it's hard to, you know, it's hard to give a real solid take without knowing who's going to be out there. But you know who's going to be out there on the offensive line for Georgia. And even without Ratledge, that's supposed to be an incredible group.
Yes.
You have to have the best offensive line tomorrow night. And that means protecting Carson, letting him have a pocket, letting him do what he needs to do to deliver the ball on time. But he also has to do it. Like, I don't know. I know we talked about it with Roddy in the 11 o'clock hour. I didn't expect to be having these types of questions about Carson Beck really at any time this season. But we're like, all right, like, if you don't play great tomorrow night, maybe you just don't play great.
Right.
You know?
Maybe just a good quarterback.
Yeah, maybe you're just a good quarterback. Mm-hmm. And you don't win a national championship if he's just a good quarterback, because it doesn't seem like there's those dynamic playmakers on offense either. A great quarterback can make up for it.
Yes.
A good quarterback without great playmakers, that's tough. And if that's where Georgia's at offensively right now, then tomorrow night might not go their way. I don't think that's the case, though. Like, I think Carson Beck is really good. Mm-hmm. I don't think everybody's just been wrong for a year and a half.
Yeah, I think that, and it's always one of those, are you holding back something?
I hope so. I hope that's what they've been doing.
Because Georgia, they got to empty the clip. They got to empty the clip tomorrow night. I think they will. I think they will win this football game. But, I mean, 15's got to show up. Because I know one thing. Number four, that dude that's going to be in that red crimson, he going to play his ass off. He has that ability because of his running ability to take over games. He's going to play good tomorrow. Carson's got to match it and play better.
I also really like the receivers that Alabama has. And those are deep guys that he can get the ball to, and that freshman, man, that 17-year-old freshman's crazy. Who's it going to be for Georgia? Because somebody has to have a couple big plays. I mean, a big game, I like a big game from the running backs, but like Arian Smith needs that 75-yard touchdown catch like he has in some of these big ones. Dylan Bell, and he was awesome at times last year. I liked Colby Young in that first game. I haven't seen a ton from him yet. The kid from Miami?
Number 8.
Yeah,
that's right.
He's good.
I was looking for him to get him the ball more.
Yeah, maybe throw him the football. I know London Humphrey's not going to play, but yeah.
He got mono.
Mono?
I don't know. I thought,
is that what he's got?
I don't know if he got mono. I don't want to put it out there. I thought somebody said he had mono. I was like, nasty.
You know people who get mono?
Nasty ass folks.
People who buy 1,000 bottles of baby oil from Costco.
Oh, nasty. Just kissing everybody under the arch.
You can't put your mouth on everything.
We told y'all this.
It's just a... So I get you want to.
No.
But you can't do it. You have to be smarter than that.